Last month, the National Park Service extended its deadline to submit public comments on its proposed entrance fee increases at the country's most popular parks. That deadline expires next week. But for many business owners in Estes Park, the increase is more than just potential inconvenience. KUNC's Matt Bloom has more.
One of Bruce Davies' favorite spots in Rocky Mountain National Park is this small, partially hidden waterfall just off of Trail Ridge Road.
Yeah, be careful. It's really icy.
Davies is a local tour guide in Estes Park. For the past 4 years, he's brought people from as far away as Japan and Mexico to this place. He points to a nearby brick wall facing the water.
Families that I've had sit right here on this little wall and take pictures of them. You know, things that they'll remember for the rest of their lives.
But these days, he's wondering how long he'll be able to stay in business. The National Park Service is considering raising park entrance fees next year at 17 locations around the country. If approved, the per-vehicle fee during Rocky's peak season from June to October would go up from $30 to $70. It would cost guides like Davies even more.
We realize national parks are big economic engines for the surrounding community.
Kathy Cupper is a spokeswoman with the National Park Service.
At Rocky Mountain National Park last year, there were 4.5 million visitors, and we know those visitors spent just about $300 million in the immediate area.
She says the fee increase is not about discouraging people from coming, but addressing a growing maintenance backlog at the parks. At Rocky, that adds up to more than $75 million.
It's really to enhance that visit so that when people do make the effort to go to Rocky, the roads are good, the facilities are good, they have an enjoyable experience, and hopefully we'll encourage them to come back time and time again.
But will tourists pay more for that experience? I took that question to a group of visitors taking pictures at an overlook on the western side of Deer Mountain.
I wouldn't pay it as it is now, so that's going up more. Yeah, that's...
He's riding with his mom, so I pay.
Chase Dudley is here with his mom, Camille. He's a college student from Orlando, Florida, and cash is already tight. He says a fee increase would discourage him from visiting the park even more.
This is more of a privilege than a necessity, so yeah, I probably wouldn't. Like, maybe once a year, if anything, so...
Libby Anderson is here from Jefferson City, Missouri. She views national parks as places we need to preserve and says she would absolutely pay more.
It's always a new experience, even for parks that I've been to numerous times before.
But a lot of Estes Park residents, including Mayor Todd Yersa, are convinced such a large fee increase and all at once will drive visitors away.
Are we discriminating against people that may not be able to afford $70 a day to come here?
Yersa recognizes the need for new revenue sources to fund work on the maintenance backlog, but he'd like to see the Park Service raise fees incrementally, say by $10 or $15 a year.
It doesn't impact me. I'm a disabled veteran, so I get in the park for free.
That's Roger Treat. Locals call the property manager at Elkhorn Lodge, Cowboy Raj. He's more concerned about young families that are looking for an affordable vacation.
But I used to pay, and I couldn't pay that price. There's no way I would pay that price to go up through there over to Grand Lake.
So you think there are a lot of people who probably wouldn't come?
You better believe it.
Mayor Yersa is encouraging the town's business owners to let the National Park Service know about their concerns. But tour guide Bruce Davies is still working on what he wants to say. Right now, he charges $125 for his tour. If the park fees go up the way they're proposed now, he'd have to charge upwards of $300 per tour just to break even. That's too expensive for his typical customer.
You know, I thought that this is something I could do for the rest of my life, you know, at least through my retirement. I'm 57 now, so I thought maybe I'll retire at 67 and just be able to do this. And I was really getting there. You know, my business just took off this past year, and I thought, wow, this is really something. I'm getting to do something I love, meeting some wonderful people, experiencing nature right along with them.
The Park Service recently extended its public comment period on the proposed fee increase to December 22nd. So far, it's gotten 90,000 comments from around the country. For KUNC, I'm Matt Bloom.